This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. President Obama is in Brazil today. He'll stop in three countries in Latin America. There will be talk of trade and geopolitics with Brazil's new president, Dilma Rousseff. There'll also be plenty of excitement, Brazilians say, about the arrival of a black man elected to lead the world's superpower. As NPR's Juan Ferreiro reports from Rio de Janeiro, many Brazilians see a bit of themselves in the U.S. president.
When President Obama comes to Brazil, he'll see the sights, like the world-famous Sugarloaf Mountain in Rio. But it's not just the sights that will be beguiling, it's also the people. People like Dilce Aguiar de Paula, who sells T-shirts to tourists at the base of the Sugarloaf. She's black, like half of Brazil's nearly 200 million people, and she says she's excited about Mr. Obama's arrival. Everyone likes him as president, a black president, she says. He looks more Brazilian than American. Brazil was settled by waves of European immigrants and millions of African slaves brought here in chains. Their descendants make up the second largest black population in the world, after Nigeria. For Brazil's blacks, says Edgio Silva Jr., a black activist and law professor, President Obama's story offers important lessons.
Há uma identificação com a figura.
We identify with him, with his message, with his family, Silva said, a combination of things that generate hope for people in Brazil. This country is proud of its multi-ethnic diversity. It's visible in all its shades and colors in cafes, the streets, the public parks. You can hear it in the music, infused with the sounds of Africa and Europe. And see it in the faces of this combo of black and white musicians improvising on the beach. A racial gumbo that seems to point to egalitarianism and tolerance. Black activists, though, say scratch the surface and you find another story.
Pai, Filho e Espírito Santo. Amém. Uma salva de palmas pela iniciativa.
At the City of God, one of Rio's most notorious slums or favelas, a group of residents pray after taking part in a neighborhood cleanup to better their community. It's a place made up mostly of people of color. Father José Adilson Pontes says there's no hiding the fact that blacks are worse off than whites.
Você vai encontrar a maioria da população negra.
It's in the city's periphery, in the biggest favelas, he says, where you find blacks. And then he ticks off how blacks have the highest rates of illiteracy and how they're most likely to die violently. And yet, the new Brazil saw a former shoeshine boy and factory worker, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, win the presidency in 2002. And now his hand-picked successor, Dilma Rousseff, herself a former political prisoner, is president. Their dual policy of generating rapid economic growth and providing generous social programs helped lift 30 million people into the middle class. Carlos José Melo says that's meant a difference, even in places like the City of God, which city leaders want Mr. Obama to visit.
But 15 miles from paradise is a place called the City of God.
In the blockbuster film City of God, the favela's festering warrens are little more than a war zone. Melo, a drug counselor in the City of God, says that's changed.
In the past, 3-4 years ago, we can't be here talking because of traffic dealers, drug dealers selling their drugs with guns, threatening people. But now, things changed a lot.
He says as the City of God has improved, so have the lives of many of its residents. That's why he's delighted that President Obama is coming to Rio. He says the symbolism of a black American president will encourage people here like nothing else.
I think it's important for the world because a poor guy suddenly becomes the most important man in the world.
Juan Ferreiro, NPR News, Rio de Janeiro.